I'll start with the injuries. Tom Crabtree had a knee contusion. He did return. Nick Collins had x-rays. They were negative on his ribs. He did not return. And Briggs had an ankle, same as last week. Did not return. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, just based on where we were in the game. I mean, you have to take the points there. Our defense was playing well, but I don't have any regrets on not going for it fourth down at that particular time in the game. There's a lot of time left on the clock. What are you referring to, Tom?
Third down and the fourth down.
Well, first of all, the third down completion, you have to find out if it's first down or fourth down. So it obviously takes time. The clock was running. I think it was 20-21. It got to a point. We were right at the point. If it was a first down, we would have clocked a play, and then we just had a set play on second down. But it takes the referee time to make a decision. It was a clear fourth and one, so you have to get up on the ball, and you got to take a shot at the end zone. I think it's a very clear situation. I think Matt operated it properly. They had a three-man rush, and they sacked us. So the mechanics of it, I thought was very well done by Matt Flynn.
It looked like he was checking personnel. Was there personnel? Trying to change personnel?
No, we were in zebra. We didn't change personnel. He just was setting the formation. I mean, you have to find out what the down and distance is first, because you're in a clock situation if it's first down, and you got to throw the ball in the end zone if it's fourth down. And that was the communication that Matt was giving to the rest of the offense.
Like on the previous sack earlier on first down, that guy came on block. What did you see?
It was a mental error. It was a protection, obviously a problem. It was a play we called for man coverage. We had a mental mistake in the protection, so. And that obviously put us playing uphill at that point. We had a waste of time out after that play.
What did you think of Matt overall?
I thought Matt did a lot of positive things tonight. I think it's definitely something Matt Flynn can grow from. We came here to win. I want to make that clear. I thought he put us in position at time to time to win the football game. But there's the decision or two that he wished he came back. But I thought for his first start on a big stage against an excellent football team, playing very well, I thought he did a number of positive things, and gave us a chance to win tonight.
Are you encouraged or discouraged coming out of this game, given that no one gave you much of a chance?
I don't care what you guys think. We came here to win. Okay, we're nobody's underdog. We're 8-6, so we need to get ready for the Giants, and we got to get our ninth win. That's the focus of our football team. I have an update for you on Aaron Rodgers. Probably Wednesday we can get back, I think, 4 o'clock in the morning, tonight. So I won't have any new information for you tomorrow as far as his status. I'll have that for you Wednesday when we see each other.
Your thoughts on the Patriots?
Very good football team. They made big plays. The kickoff cover, the poor tackling by us on the Conley's return was a huge play in the game. Their goal line stand was a big one for them. So the interception return for touchdown. So they made big plays in the game that were probably the difference. But we did a lot of positive things tonight. You can't make those kind of mistakes on the road. I thought our team fought extremely hard. They're definitely warriors. I'm proud of them for that. But we came up short tonight, and that's the bottom line.
Like, did the squib kick not get far enough?
Well, I mean, you want to, when you kick the ball, you would like to kick it to an offensive lineman. That should be a positive for the kickoff coverage team. So we did a very poor job there tackling.
Pick six, James Jones broke off his route.
I probably need to see the whole film. I know there's been a lot of conversation, on our sideline and so forth. We were expecting inside man had and then breaking in and out breaking combination route concept over there. So it was on the other side of the field. I didn't get a clear look at it, so I'll watch it on the plane.
Was the problem with the tackling that the tackling guy was so big that
poor coaching. We probably didn't you know, practice our players tackling offensive linemen. So, I mean, we'll institute that this week. He did a hell of a job. I mean, that's the best run I've ever seen offensive lineman make, and I take my hat off to him.
At what point in the week did you have an onside?
We work the onside kick every week. Mason Crosby does an excellent job with it. You know, you look the game plan, you know, every week, and we felt if the right opportunity presented itself that we try it tonight. It just happened to be on the opening kickoff.
Is that what you referred?
I'm sorry, start over, Tom.
I think it was 27, 24, mm-hmm. You were in your own end and
three passes?
On
yes, we had a fake called, you know, that disappointing play. I mean, I felt that outside of staying out of a bunch of second and longs, we played the game the way we wanted to. You know, we ran the ball effectively. We had some fakes we didn't even run tonight. But that was a play that was set up based on how we were running the ball earlier. So there was a negative play that, you know, obviously we didn't overcome with the second and long and third long.
Did you wait for in order to do the outside kick, or was that something your players did when they got out there and saw the formation?
I don't want to get into specific because everybody does it differently, but something that I feel that we do very well. We've been able to execute those when we called them in the past, but you know, it's like a lot of things with plays. You want to call it when it puts you in an ideal situation. Not that was an ideal situation. It was players executing the play just like they do on every other play. So. I mean, it was close. Yeah, I thought they did a good job reacting to it, but Nick Collins did a nice job.
Like, how do you assess Matt's
performance? I thought he played well as far as giving his team, his football team, an opportunity to win the game. I mean, it'll be graded and a lot more, you know, technical and you know, he'll learn from it. He had some things. He pushed the envelope a little bit too much a couple times tonight, but he did a lot of tremendous things tonight. He gave us a chance to win.
Mike, how frustrating are these losses? You guys, almost all your losses have been in every game. Does it kind of hurt more and more in building in terms of the hurt of these close, whether it's the Atlanta game or the Miami game?
I don't want to be disrespectful to your question, but I mean, that's you're supposed to be in every game. I don't think I'd feel better if we lost by 21 points. I mean, you compete every week in this league. It's a tremendous league, and just look at today's games and you know, the crazy things that happen. But I think it says something about our football team. We come out here to compete and expect to win every game. Every time we line up, we expect to win. Period. And we didn't get it done tonight.